Today we're going to be talking about the Miami Dolphins loss to the Washington Redskins yesterday, and then we're also going to dive into some Buffalo Bills talk as they face them here in their Week 7 matchup. I'm joined by fellow FIU student Eric Wiedeka. Eric, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Kai. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. Dolphins lost yesterday. I know that out of everybody else in this Dolphins world, especially between us, I want them to win, and you are on the tank for Tua side of things. So yesterday's performance from the Dolphins, they did only lose 17-16. Two-point conversion, probably the worst two-point conversion call that we've seen since the Seahawks throw away the Super Bowl, even though that wasn't a two-point, that's going for a touchdown. But, you know, bad play calls in general. Do you think that the Miami Dolphins should have won yesterday's game?
I mean, it depends on who you're going with at quarterback. I mean, with Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think they clearly should have won. It wasn't the best call at the end. I wasn't sure if they were actually going to try to run it with Drake or if it was like a trick, like halfback pass play, which is kind of what I thought it was when I first saw it. It is a peculiar call. I think with Josh Rosen, they were pretty inept on offense. They weren't moving the ball. He was taking too many sacks. One of his big criticisms coming from Arizona was that his timing on his throws was really bad. And I think that's probably one of the glaring weaknesses we saw. We saw where on a few slant routes, especially the one that he got picked, he just went with his first read, no matter if it was actually there or not. He just went right at it, and it got turned over. But in the end, you know, with what we saw out of Ryan Fitzpatrick, they should have won that game at the end. They had the two-point conversion there to win it, you know.
And do you think, like, a lot of people have been mentioning, I know we did something on it for our website, and then as well I've done something here for SFMN based on the whole tank for Tua. Do you think yesterday a lot of people on Twitter were more excited that they failed the two-point conversion, or do you think there were a lot of fans that, I know you've said yourself, once it hits 12:59 p.m., I'm rooting for a win until the end of the game. Do you think there was some that really wanted that to go in, or do you think a lot of people really just wanted that to fail?
I mean, realistically, what we're talking about is a head versus heart conversation, because obviously if you're a Dolphins fan, in your heart you want them to win, you want to see them succeed on the right football field. But logically speaking, you know, you know that it's a meaningless game and it doesn't mean anything to win this one, but it just feels good.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been, just for me, I know, like, I was sitting at home yesterday watching the game and I was just hoping for a win so bad. And I think it's a little bit of a switch that you mentioned, Josh Rosen, they weren't able to move the football. Earlier in the year when Ryan Fitzpatrick was in, they weren't able to move the football, and then Josh Rosen would come in and they were able to move the football. Do you think that this is something against Chad O'Shea, or do you think that the offense just really is that bad where you just maybe need that spark from someone else coming in?
I don't know if it's the offense as a whole. I like what we saw at some of the skill positions. Mike Gesicki made a really nice grab. I think they need to include him more in the offense. Devontae Parker obviously coming down with the touchdown there. Mark Walton looked really good as the starting running back in that game. But I don't know if it's indicative of the entire offense, but the offensive line is just, I mean, realistically speaking, that's got to be maybe the worst offensive line ever assembled. Yeah. And when you have that, like, the trench play in the NFL is so important, and it just cripples your offense when you have an offensive line that bad.
Right. And then going into next week, or this week, they're going to face the Buffalo Bills. Bills are a team that a lot of people thought were going to be very good. They went 3-0, the loss to the Patriots, but it was really a close loss. It wasn't as bad of a loss as the Dolphins last year. They were 3-0, then got blown out. Do you think that this is, I mean, I think they're 16.5-point favorites. Do you think the Bills are really going to blow them out by that much?
I don't know if the Bills' offense is explosive enough, quick hitting enough to cover something like that and score, you know, that much more than the Dolphins, because, you know, you think about what they've got. They like to run the ball a lot between Frank Gore and Josh Allen. Devin Singletary is going to be back for them, so he's going to be involved in the offense a lot. Cole Beasley's their underneath guy. One thing that I'm really, really impressed with, and I was kind of critical of this, even though, you know, you can make a case for him, John Brown has been really, really good for this right. Bills team. He's on pace for about 80 catches.
And this Bills team was accused of having really poor receiving
right,
core.
Right.
And especially when they went out and got Adam Humphries, a lot of people were making fun
Adam
of
Adam Humphries went or, to
not,
Tennessee.
Not Cole Adam Humphries. Cole Beasley, thank you. When they got Cole Beasley, a lot of people were they were making fun of the Bills on Twitter, and it's been a little bit of a shock.
Right. I mean, you know, I got to give credit where credit's due. Sean McDermott has done a tremendous job coaching this team. The defense is incredible, and the offense is just good enough to not get in the way. And really, when you have a defense the caliber of Buffalo's right now, that's all you need your offense to do.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this week. If you guys want to catch more of us, you go on the profootballnetwork.com, go to the podcast section, and go to Any Given Friday. It is alongside me, Eric, and our other co-host, Corey, whenever he is with us. But thank you guys so much. From SFMN, this has been Kai Chen Chisholm.